So this is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and I'm sitting down with three special ladies from Buffalo High School, Anna Tefka Weber and Cadence Ingling and Vivi Ostheimer. Hello, girls. How are you?
Hi. Good.
So what are we going to talk about? You've got something important coming up with your volleyball season, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we are hosting Pink Night this Saturday for our volleyball games.
And it's a game where we, like, celebrate women who are struggling with breast cancer and, like, being aware of it. And we do it every year.
Yeah, it fits really nicely. October is Awareness Month, and it's right in the middle of our season. So every year we really make a big deal out of it and try to support the women in our community and raise awareness. And raise awareness in our team, too, because we're all women that need to know about this.
Absolutely. You're all women who are going to grow up and need to be tested and so on, because one of the things Dr. Ruby was telling me is that early detection is key to a successful outcome for after a breast cancer diagnosis. So I think what you're doing is absolutely fantastic. So what happens on Pink Night?
So the whole gym will be pink. Everything's pink. We give carnations to all the women in the stands, and then big bouquets to the people who have had breast cancer or, like,
who are battling it right now.
And this all started, like, I've been doing it every single year that I've played volleyball, and every Wednesday we wear pink, and then we have a specific pink shirt to wear on Wednesday that we got.
So you practice in a pink shirt every Wednesday.
Wednesday.
To keep you reminded every Wednesday. That's fabulous.
Yep, and then we have a pink game every year in October.
And so who are you playing at the weekend?
Torrington.
Are Torrington going to play in pink too?
Yeah, and last year we went to their gym and they did a big pink thing. Like, they made shirts for everybody and gave them away.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds great. So have you pinched some of their ideas for your pink gym the weekend?
No.
Those was really good, though.
That was really good.
Yeah, you need to up the game a little bit to show them what Buffalo can do, right? And so is there anything else you're going to do? Are you going to continue with pink every Wednesday for the rest of the season? You're pretty close to the end of the season, aren't you? How's it going?
Good.
It's going good.
Good. We're going to get a good end of season result, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Because you're all seniors, so this is your last...
Last go.
Your last go.
Last pink night.
Last pink night. Yeah, last of a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for taking some time to talk with me. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about Pink Night?
I'll share that this year it's really special to me because my grandma was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. So it's just felt very personal, but it also makes it so much more special and really, I don't know, I feel like my whole heart's in it this year.
Yeah, I think we all know someone in our lives who has had it or battling, and so that just makes it even more special.
Totally.
And it's just a really great thing for our community. So.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, thank you for sharing that personal side of your story, Vivi, and we wish your grandmother very well in her treatment and for
a very
successful outcome. So thank you for everything you're doing to raise awareness for breast cancer this Saturday. We look forward to a great pink night. I will be there for sure.